As friends and family members gather at homes and in restaurants during the holiday season, I met with Ann Arbor executive coach, author, and adjunct professor at the University of Michigan, Dr. Robert Pasek. We met at a local coffee shop to talk about the best way to think about the current year ending and how to truly have a happy new year. He says the best way to look back at the year just ending is with gratitude and a positive perspective.
Well, I didn't get the new job because I got a raise at my old job, or I didn't lose the weight I said I was going to lose, but you know what? I didn't gain any more weight. Or I didn't make new friends, but you know, I did reconnect with old friends. Nobody died. Nobody got sick.
Looking ahead to the new year, Dr. Pasek recommends the best way to be happy is simply to make up your mind to be.
It's a decision you make every day. You know, wake up and say, today I'm going to be happy. And I may not have everything I want, but nobody does. And even if you have it, you can lose it in a millisecond. You know, I'm going to make it a goal to be happy as much of the time as I can. I'm going to look for humor. I'm going to look for beauty. I'm going to look for joy.
In addition to his latest book, Self-Aware, Dr. Pasek created a self-awareness journal to help people stick to their intention for the day. He says there are many benefits to writing out your thoughts and goals.
I'm taught that if you keep track of your own behavior and you write things down and you get data about how you're doing, that you're going to be better by measuring it. But I also have learned that if I can get my thoughts out of my head onto a paper, I could figure out which of those thoughts are reasonable, rational, which of those thoughts are kind of irrational and crazy.
At a time of year when there's a lot of focus on physical exercise, Dr. Pasek says it's also important to exercise your brain.
In exercising, it doesn't mean you're just ruminating over things. It means you're actually setting goals and working on these goals and sharing with other people.
He says to achieve the best effect is not just to keep it to yourself, but to talk to other people about what you've learned. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.